بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: لقد أنزل الله الآية التي حرم الله فيها الخمر، وما بالمدينة شراب يشرب إلا من تمر، أخرجه مسلم. وعن عمر رضي الله عنه قال: نزل تحريم الخمر وهي من خمسة: من العنب والتمر والعقل والحنطة والشعير، والخمر ما خامر العقل. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال: كل مسكر خمر، وكل مسكر حرام، أخرجه مسلم. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال: ما أسكر كثيره فقليله حرام، أخرجه أحمد والأربعة، وصححه ابن حبان. حديث number 1244 of بلوغ المرام. On the authority of Anas, Allah be well pleased with him, that Allah revealed the verse in which Allah had prohibited in that verse alcohol, al-khamr. وَمَا بِالْمَدِينَةِ شَرَابٌ يُشْرَبُ إِلَّا مِنْ تَمْرٍ. And there was not in Medina any drink except that was drunk except it was made from date. This hadith has been extracted by Al-Imam Muslim in the chapter of Al-Ashriba under the definition of Al-Khamr. And the hadith can also be found in Al-Bukhari under the chapter of Tafsir of Surah Al-Ma'idah in volume 6, page 53, and the Sunan of Abu Dawood in the chapter of Tahrim Al-Khamr, volume 3, page 325, and Al-Nasa'i mentions this hadith also in volume 8. This hadith is cited to point out the fact that the drinks that were made in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam were made from tamr, from dates. And on the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that the prohibition of khamr was in regarding five things: from grapes, from dates, from honey, and al-hinta and sha'ir, from wheat and corn. And al-khamru ma khamar al-aql, and al-khamr is that which intoxicates the intellect. This hadith gives us the definition of khamr and is narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Also, on the authority of Ibn Umar, Allah be well pleased with him and his father, that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, every intoxicant is khamr and every intoxicant is haram. Also, on the authority of Jabir, Allah be well pleased with him, who stated that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, whatever intoxicates in large amounts then taken in small amounts is haram. This hadith has been narrated by Al-Imam Ahmad and the four, meaning At-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, An-Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah. And Ibn Hibban has classified this hadith as authentic. Which can be found in Mawarid al-Dhama'an under number 1385. Shaykh Nuruddin Itr Hafizahullah points out point number one: دلت الأحاديث على أن الخمر اسم يدل على كل مسكر. That the ahadith point out to the fact that al-khamr is a name which indicates towards every intoxicant, سواء كان مصنوعا من عصير العنب أو من غيره, equal as to whether it is composed or made from the juice of grapes or from other than it. ودلالتها واضحة جدا, and this indication of these ahadith is very clear. وبهذا قال الجماهير والحنفية على المفتى به عندهم, and the majority have stated accordingly that anything made from anything which intoxicates is considered khamr, and this is the mufta bihi according to the Hanafi school also. For the Hanafi school, the reference provided is for Al-Hidayah in volume 4 page 80 and Bada'i' al-Sana'i volume 5 page 112. Obviously the editions differing, but one can check this in accordance with his own edition. And the Raddul Muhtar in the Bulaq edition, volume 5, page 396, and also page 402. The Shaykh mentions on the footnote, وَقَدْ نَسَّ فِيهَا أَنَّ الْفَتْوَى فِي مَذْهَبِ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ عَلَى قَوْلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ قَوْلُ الْأَئِمَّةِ الثَّلَاثَةِ. He stipulates, meaning Ibn Abidin stipulates, that the fatwa in the Hanafi school is given on the qawl of Imam Muhammad, and this is the saying of the three imams, meaning Al-Shafi'i, Malik and Ahmad. وحذر الحنفية من مخالفة ذلك, and the Hanafi school warns the opposition to this position. ولو في خاصة النفس, even if this is done, أي في السر, meaning if it's done in private. واستدلوا بأدلة الجمهور, and they use as evidence the evidences of the majority of the schools.
وقال أبو حنيفة وأبو يوسف وبعض فقهاء الكوفة الخمر خاص بماء العنب إذا غلا واشتد وقذف بالزبد.
That Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam Abu Yusuf and some of the fuqaha, the jurists of Al-Kufa, state that Al-Khamr is specific for the juices of grapes. If the juice is left out to ferment, and then once it has fermented and it becomes alcoholic, then the verse is only applied to this type, meaning what we call wine. However, وتفرع على ذلك أن أبا حنيفة يحرم من الخمر القليل والكثير. What branches off from this is that Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah makes haram from the khamr, the intoxicant, whether in small content or large content. ولا يحرم من غير العنب إلا القدر المسكرة. That he does not prohibit from the grapes except the amount which will intoxicate, meaning if the alcohol is made from other than grapes, and the only amount that is haram is the amount which intoxicates. فَيَحْرُمُ وَيَجِبُ فِيهِ الْحَدْ. Therefore, if he takes the amount which intoxicates him from other than grapes, then he will be punished, otherwise not.
لَكِنَّ عَدْمَ التَّحْرِيمِ عِنْدَهُ مَشْرُوطٌ بِأُمُورٍ مِنْهَا قصد التقوى وعدم التشهب بالفسقة وغير ذلك مما لا يتحقق فيما يتعاطاه شربة هذا العصر.
That Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah not making any other types of intoxicants haram is with conditions, and from those conditions is that the person who drinks these type of drinks must intend at-taqwa, meaning the wariness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and avoid imitating the transgressors and other things which fall into this into the rubric of imitating transgressors. And this is something which is not carried out by the drinkers of those type of alcohols in today's time.
والأصل في الموضوع اللغة,
that the real difference here is language.
فقد رأى أبو حنيفة أن كلمة خمر تطلق لغة على خمر العنب, that Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was of the opinion that the word khamr in lugha is applied to the alcohol made from grapes. وَيَرَى الْجَمْهُورُ أَنَّ الْخَمْرَ تَطْلُقُ عَلَى أَوْ تُطْلَقُ عَلَى الْعِنَبِ وَكُلِّ مُسْكِرٍ غَيْرِهَا. That the majority, meaning the three Imams and Al-Imam Muhammad, saw that the word is only applied upon grapes and any intoxicant. وَالْأَحَدِيثُ فِي ذَلِكَ مُتَوَاتِرَةٌ. The ahadith pertaining to this are mass transmitted. لا تدع مجالا للشك. They do not leave any space for doubt. لهذا لم يجوز الحنفية الفتوى والأخذ برأي أبي حنيفة في هذه المسألة. فتنبه والحذر والحذر. Here he states that there is no, the ahadith pertaining to this, because they are mass transmitted, they do not leave any space for doubt. This is why the Hanafi school did not give the fatwa, and they did not take the position of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa in this issue. Therefore one should take precaution and be wary. Wal-hazar, wal-hazar, meaning be careful of people who give the fatwa otherwise, and because this can lead the common people into extracting their own homemade fatawa also. كما أن اللغويين لم يقروا أن الخمر خاصة بالعنب لم بل تشمل كل مسكر. And in the same way, the linguists did not affirm the fact that khamr is specific for grapes. Rather, they said it consists of all types of intoxicants. ولو سلم فقد فسرت الأحاديث الخمر بأنها كل مسكر. Even if it were taken, if the opinion that these ahadith referred, the word al-khamr refers to grapes, then the ahadith have explained that al-khamr, what is meant by al-khamr, is every intoxicant. مِمَّا لَا يَدَعُ لِلْقَوْلِ فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ مَجَالًا, which does not leave any space to take the saying in this issue that it is otherwise. وَلِهَذَا اندَفَرَ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ الَّذِي كَانَ قَدْ ظَهَرَ بِالْكُوفَةِ. This is why this qawl to say that al-khamr is limited to grapes, this qawl was done away with, and no one from the people of Kufa remained who follows this qawl. Point number two, تحريم الشرب القليل من أي شراب مسكر. The prohibition of drinking in small amounts from every intoxicating drink. لحديث كل مسكر خمر. Because of the hadith that every intoxicating thing is خمر. وهو حديث صحيح بل متواتر. This is a صحيح hadith and it is متواتر, as is mentioned by the author of نظم المتناثر. And he says that it has been narrated from 18 companions on page 99-100. It has also been narrated from Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahimahullah that over 30 companions have narrated this hadith. And similarly by Al-Zurqani in his commentary on Al-Muwatta. Al-Hafiz Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali rahimahullah mentions this in Jami' Al-Ulum Al-Hikam. And the hadith is mutawatir, there is no doubt in that. وَحَدِيثُ مَا أَسْكَرَ كَثِيرُهُ فَقَلِيلُهُ حَرَامٌ. And also the second hadith, that which intoxicates in large amounts than in small amounts is haram. وهو حديث صحيح كما عرفت. This is a صحيح hadith as you have known. بل هو مشهور متواتر. It is متواتر على بعض الأقوال في التعريف المتواتر. If taken in accordance with certain definitions of متواتر, meaning there's various أقوال, some say 4, some say 5, some say 9, the most strongest قول being 10. But if we were to take the other aqwal into consideration, then this hadith would be considered mutawatir also.
فقد رواه جابر بن عبد الله. This hadith has been narrated by Jabir bin Abdullah, wa Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, wa Sayyidatu Aisha radiyallahu anha, wa Abdullah ibn Umar, wa Abdullah ibn Amr, wa Khawwat ibn Jubair, and others. Allah be well pleased with all of them. To check the takhrij of this hadith, you can check Nasb al-Raya, volume 4, page 301. Also in Nazm al-Mutanafir, page 100, and also the commentary of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala in volume 13. هذا لو فرضنا أن الخمر خاصة بماء العنب أما وقد ثبت قطعا أنها تشمل كل مسكر فيكون تحريمها ثابتا بالنص القرآني والسنة المتواترة والإجماع الذي انعقد بعد خلاف المخالفين. That even for argument's sake, if we were to take the position that al-khamr is specific to grape juice, then it has been proven explicitly that the word khamr contains every intoxicant, and therefore its prohibition will be proven by a stipulation from Al-Quran and the Sunnah Mutawatira, the well-transmitted Sunnah, and also the Ijma' which took place after the dispute had taken place, meaning the Ijma' of the Ummah had taken after the time of Imam Abu Hanifa and those who took that position. Because the later school, the Hanafis, gave the fatwa in accordance with the qawl of Imam Muhammad as mentioned in Radd al-Muhtar. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينبذ له الزبيب في السقاء فيشربه يومه والغد وبعد الغد فإذا كان مساء الثالثة شربه وسقاه فإن فضل شيء أهراقه أخرجه مسلم. In this hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, Allah be well pleased with him and his father, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would have nabiz prepared from zabib, nabiz meaning fruit juice, in containers, and then he would drink that and would drink it the next day and after the next day, meaning the third day. And when it was the evening of the third day, he would drink it and pour it out. And if anything remained, he would spill it out, meaning throw it away. The words found in this hadith, أَيُّنْبَذُ النَّبْذُ هُوَ الْإِلْقَاءُ وَطَرْحُ. The word يُنْبَذُ meaning to throw out. الطَرْحُ also meaning to throw. وَالْمُرَادُ تَرْكُ الْمَاءِ عَلَى التَّمْرِ أَوِ الزَّبِيبِ. What's intended here is the water is left upon some dates or some raisins. وَهُوَ الْعِنَبُ الْجَافِ, and what raisins are in fact are dry grapes. حَتَّى يَصِيرَ لِلْمَاءِ حَلَاوَةً, until there is for the water some kind of sweetness, meaning juice is made from this. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ نَبِيذٌ, this is called نَبِيذ. سَوَاءٌ كَانَ مُسْكِرًا أَوْ غَيْرَ مُسْكِرًا, whether it's intoxicant or whether it's not intoxicating. وَيُقَالُ لِلْخَمْرِ الْمُعْتَصِرِ مِنَ الْعِنَبِ نَبِيذٌ, and regarding alcohol, al-khamr, which is extracted from عِنَب, this is also called نَبِيذ. كَمَا يُقَالُ لِلْنَبِيذِ خَمْرٌ, and it is and نَبِيذ is also referred to as خَمْر. وَمَعْرِفَةُ هَذَا مُهِمَّةٌ لِلدَّفْعِ التَّوَهُمِ, knowing this is very important in order to repel any type of doubt. So sometimes the word نَبِيذ is applied to خَمْر, and sometimes the word خَمْر is applied to النَّبِيذ. السقاء وعاء من جلد السخلة لا يكون إلا للماء.
That the word السقاء is a container made from a sakhla. Sakhla is referring to the skin of sheep, meaning the container which is made from tanned sheepskin. And it is mainly used, it is used for water. أهراق أصله أراق الماء صبه أبدلت الهمزة هاء. The أصل of the word أهراق is أراق, to pour or to pour over something, and the Hamza was made into a ha, so the word became أهراق. What's extracted from the hadith is the following:
ينبث له الزبيب فيشربه يومه والغدا وبعد الغد فيه جواز شرب النبيب ما دام حلوا لم يتغير ولم يغلي وهذا جائز بإجماع الأمة.
This shows the validity of drinking the nabiv as long as it remains sweet and it does not change and it does not go through fermentation. And this is valid with the ijma', the consensus of the ummah.
قاله النووي رحمه الله. This was stated by Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله in his commentary on Sahih al-Imam Muslim. وهو ظاهر لأنه لا إسكار فيه أبدا.
This is apparent because there's no intoxicating effect found in such drinks.
Point number two. فإن فضل شيء أهراقه.
If anything remained in the drink, then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would spill this. أي خشية إسكاره, in fear of its intoxicating qualities.
وبه قال الحنبلية,
and the Hanabila say the same,
يحرم عصير غلا,
that any drink which has been left to ferment for any time is haram.
أو أتى عليه ثلاثة أيام بلياليها,
or any drink which is left over for 3 days and 3 nights, then it should be spilt.
أما إذا غلا قبلها حرم بالإجماع.
However, if it is made to ferment prior to 3 days, then it's haram with ijma', with consensus.
واستدل الحنبلية لتحريم ما أتى عليه ثلاث ولو لم يتغير بالحديث.
The Hanabila took this position from the aforementioned hadith.
وبأن الشدة في النبيذ تحصل في ثلاث غالبا.
Because the shiddah, meaning the fermenting quality when it begins to get more stronger, generally happens in 3 days. Predominantly, this happens in 3 days.
وهي خفية,
and even if it be very slight.
فجاز جعل الثلاث ضابطا لها.
Therefore, to make the limitation and the criterion 3 days is validated by this hadith.
ولو لم تحرم لما أراقها.
If it were not haram, why would the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم spill this? Why?
لأنها مال. Because it is mal, it is considered wealth.
لا يجوز إتلافه.
Therefore, make getting rid of wealth unnecessarily is also haram.
So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم would not have ever committed any haram.
وهو التوجيه ظاهر قوي.
And this is something which is very strong. This position is very strong.
وعن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال إن الله لم يجعل شفاءكم فيما حرم عليكم أخرجه البيهقي وصححه ابن حبان.
وعن وائل الحضرمي أن طارق بن سويد رضي الله عنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن الخمر يصنعها للدواء
فقال إنها ليست بدواء ولكنها داء، أخرجه مسلم وأبو داود وغيرهما. On the authority of Salma, Allah be well pleased with her, from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who said, surely Allah has not placed a cure in those things which He has made prohibited upon you. This hadith has been narrated by Al-Bayhaqi and it has been authenticated by Ibn Hibban in volume 10 of his Sahih, page 5. And Abu Ya'la also mentions this hadith as well as Al-Bazzar, as mentioned in Majma' al-Zawaid. The chain of narration of this hadith, صحح ابن حبان حديث أم سلمة فأخرجه في صحيحه. Ibn Hibban authenticated the hadith of Salma رضي الله عنها and extracted it in his Sahih. وقال الهيثمي رجال أبي يعلى رجال الصحيح, that the men found in the Musnad of Abu Ya'la are authentic. خلا حسان بن مخارق وقد وثقه ابن حبان, with the exception of Hassan bin Mukhariq, who, even though he may not reach the utmost level of authenticity, he has been classified as trustworthy by Ibn Hibban. قلت, Sheikh Nuruddin Itr, Hafizahullah, states, يَشْهَدُ لَهُ حَدِيثُ أُمِّ الدَّرْدَاءِ مَرْفُوعًا, that what corroborates this hadith is the hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, which is narrated, raised to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is وَلَا تَدَدَاوَوْ بِحَرَامٍ, do not take as medicine with haram. رواه الطبراني ورجال ثقات. It is narrated by الطبراني and its men, its narrators are authentic, as mentioned in Majma' al-Zawaid. And Al-Haythami states that its men are authentic and trustworthy. And this is also corroborated by the hadith, وَقَوْلِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَجْعَلْ شِفَاءَكُمْ فِي مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, that surely Allah has not placed a cure in those things which He has prohibited upon you. رواه الطبراني ورجاله رجال الصحيح. This has been narrated by الطبراني and its men are authentic. وَلَهُ حُكْمُ الْمَرْفُوعِ, and therefore the ruling on this hadith is the ruling of al-marfu'. كَمَا يَشْهَدُ لَهُ حَدِيثُ مُسْلِمٍ الْآتِي عَنْ طَارِقِ بْنِ سُوَيْدِ, as it is further corroborated by the following hadith from Tariq bin Suwayd, the one where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was questioned regarding the khamar, the alcohol which is used for medicines, and he stated that it is not medicinal, rather it is an illness. The rulings extracted from this hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَجْعَلْ شِفَاءَكُمْ فِي مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيهِ حَذْرُ تَدَاوِي بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ مُحَرَّمٍ. Here there is a dire warning in using prohibited things for medicinal purposes. كَيْفَمَا كَانَ التَّدَاوِي, no matter how the medicinal practice is carried out. مِنْ طَرِيقِ الْفَمْ أَوْ الْإِقْطَارِ فِي الْإِحْلِيلِ, whether it is by taking medicine through the mouth or whether it's done by pouring things in the urethra and other methods or even injection. أو طلاء الجسد لأن ما تفيد العموم ويجعل فعل مطلق يستق على أي حال من التداوي. Because the word ما gives the benefit general, it gives the benefit of general hukam. The hukam is general and is extrapolated on all things. And the word yaj'alu is an unrestricted verb which is truthful for any state of medicine, meaning no matter how the medicine is taken, the medicine becomes haram. وَأَفَادَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْخَمْرَةِ إِنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ بِدَوَاءٍ وَلَكِنَّهَا دَاءٌ, and this is this ruling is taken from the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding alcohol, that it is not medicinal, rather it is an illness. وَهُوَ نَصٌ فِي الْخَمْرِ. Therefore this is a textual stipulation regarding alcohol. وَيُقَاسُ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرُهُ مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. And we analyze other prohibited things upon this also, meaning anything which has been prohibited by a shari'atul islamiyah, therefore cannot be used for medicine. بِعِلَّةِ التَّحْرِيمِ فِي الْكُلِّ. Because the underlying cause in all of these is the prohibition. Therefore this underlying cause spreads out to the others. فَتَتَلَاقَى دَلَالَةُ الْحَدِيثِ عَلَى مَا ذَكَرْنَا وَهُوَ مَذْهَبُ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ وَالْحَنْبَلِيَّةِ وَوَافَقَهُمْ غَيْرُهُمْ عَلَى تَفْصِيلٍ يَأْتِي. Therefore, the indication of the hadith is joined unto this, that anything which is used, which is haram, is therefore not valid. And this is the school of the Hanafiya and the Hanbaliya. And others also agreed with them in those things which we shall deal with further down. وَالْأَصْلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. The asl, the principle for this is found in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states regarding the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he shall prohibit upon them all khaba'ith things. And the meaning of khabith is harmful. وَالْخَبِيثُ دَارٌ, meaning the real meaning of khabith or khabitha is despicable or disliked things. And therefore all disliked and despicable things are therefore harmful. فَلَا يَصْلُحُ دَوَاءً. And they cannot be used in any way or form therefore as medicine. ظاهر الأحاديث تحريم التداوي بالخمر وبأي محرم. Therefore the apparent of the ahadith, we understand from it that it prohibits medication with alcohol, and we discussed that anything which is a muskir is alcohol, and anything which is prohibited by the sharia, سواء كان صرفا أو ممزوجا بغيره من الطاهرات, whether it is purely alcohol or whether it has been mixed in with other pure things. لكن جماعة من الفقهاء المالكية والشافعية أجازوا التداوي به إذا كان ممزوجا بغيره. Certain groups of the Malikis and the Shafi'is validated taking medicine with alcohol if it is mixed with other things. بحيث تكون الخمر استهلكت فيه. If the خمر, the alcohol, has been made to disappear in the medication, meaning it were as if it were not there. So we may be talking about percentages like 0.005% or 0.05%. فَلَا يَكُونُ لَهَا إِسْكَارٌ وَلَا يَظْهَرُ. And this is defined in the following way, that there is no, if someone were to drink that that medicine, or to drink or to take that alcohol, when once it has been mixed with other liquids, he would not get drunk. فَلَا يَكُونُ لَهَا إِسْكَارٌ. It would not have intoxicating qualities. وَلَا يَظْهَرُ لَهَا أَثَرٌ. And neither would one be able to smell, see or taste the alcohol within that medication. This is the Maliki and Shafi'i opinion.
فَيَجُوزُ التَّدَاوِي بِمَا ذُكِرَ عِنْدَ فَقْدِ مَا يَقُومُ مَقَامَهُ مِنَ الطَّاهِرَاتِ.
So if therefore medicinal purposes are valid if one cannot find a replacement from pure things, meaning if one cannot find something which is pure to use as medication, then he may use this, taking the Maliki and the Shafi'i opinion. However, with a condition, بِشَرْطِ إِخْبَارٍ إخباري طبيب مسلم متدين حاذق بذلك. The condition is that the person who informs him that he must take this must be a doctor, a Muslim and religious and very alert regarding this issue, meaning he must know the masail concerning this issue, someone like a Sheikh Samir al-Nas or doctors, whether officially doctors or not doctors, or someone practical in medicine, herbal medicine or any other type of الطب العربي.
وجه قولهم إنها لما استهلكت بالمزج صارت كالعدم وقد احتاج له للتداوي.
The reason for their saying that the alcohol becomes as if it were non-existent is because it becomes like as if it were non-existent, meaning as if it were not placed there in the first place. And this is done out of need for medicine.
وجزم النووي بحرمته وصححه ابن العربي المالكي لظاهر الأحاديث.
However, الإمام النووي رحمه الله and Ibn al-Arabi al-Maliki, one from the Shafi'i school and one from the Maliki school, both have prohibited this type of medication because of what is taken from the previously mentioned hadith. However, in the Hanafi school and the Hanbali school, this is not valid. So if someone were in dire straits, he would have to take the Shafi'i and the Maliki position.
وَأَكْثَرُ ما يحتاج لهذا الممزوج ما يدخل فيه الغول الكحول أو الاسبرتو.
That the majority of times what people are in need of for this mixed compounds which are made is what falls under the definition of alcohol or spirit.
مادة حافظة للدواء من الفساد.
This is a chemical which is used to preserve the medicine from becoming spoiled.
فقد يسوغ أن يفتى بجوازه للضرورة.
There is a space for the fatwa to be given for the validity of spirit and alcohol in medicines for necessity.
لما ذكرنا, because of what we have mentioned.
ويجب البحث عن بديل.
However, it becomes obligatory upon the doctors of this ummah to find a replacement.
بل تصنيعه. Rather, it becomes wajib upon them also to make its replacement also.
والمواد البديل عن الغول كثيرة.
The replacement for alcohol, there are numerous chemicals which can replace alcohol.
لكن الاعتماد على الأجانب أوقع المسلمين في الإشكال.
That reliance upon الأجانب, non-Arabs and non-Muslims, reliance on their medication from the West and from other non-Muslim countries, has placed the Muslims in a difficulty.
بسبب تقاعس الأطباء وصيادلة عن التفكير بالبديل.
Because the Muslim doctors and the Muslim pharmacists have not thought up of a replacement for this.
والإثم في أعناقهم جميعا.
Therefore, the sin of not finding a replacement for alcohol in medication and alcohol where it is needed falls upon the necks of the doctors and the pharmacists, and the doctors and pharmacists should take note.
وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ.
There is no might, there is no turning and no might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To conclude, that if the Shaykh is saying that the opinion of the Hanafis is that medication with alcohol is not allowed, then this automatically does away with sprays and other things which may contain any type of alcohol.
والحمد لله رب العالمين.